As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Summer League here in Las Vegas. It's Friday night, July 7th, 2023. I'm J.E. Skeets here at the Thomas and Mack Center, and alongside me, as always, is Tass Mellis.
I just saw the biggest basketball I've ever seen.
It's pretty cool.
Watch along with YouTube on YouTube with us. That's the biggest ball you'll ever see.
We're going to talk about it later. The Sphere. It's Wembanyama and the Spear. Spear. And then Spears.
Spears.
Yes. Next to Tassie is the Beard of Wemba Top Shot Hot Boy Trey Kirby.
Hey,
yo. Shout out to everybody joining us live right now on YouTube. I know it's late for some of you on the East Coast, but we appreciate it. Hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe. And all you podcast listeners, leave your boys a five-star rating and review. We do have lots to sort of talk about in the NBA world. We'll talk about Grant Williams going to the Dallas Mavericks, DeJounte Murray signing an extension with the Hawks. We will discuss the Sphere. I'm actually terrified of it.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that.
I hear what you're saying.
We're here, and you're here, to get our reactions to Victor Wembanyama's first NBA game here at Summer League. It just happened about an hour or so ago in a packed Thomas and Mack Center. This is our seventh Summer League, total. It's never been as insane as that was in there. But what'd you think of his performance, Trey? 27 minutes, a lot of blocks. A lot of missed shots, some turnovers. What do you think?
Well, first and foremost, the hype is incredible. Like you're saying, Skeets, we've never been in a Summer League arena that's packed like that. The only thing comparable at all was Lonzo Ball's first game with the Lakers. The Lakers always travel well for Summer League. Yep. It was definitely packed. But we had active NBA players just standing and watching with their phones out, ready to see Wembanyama coming onto the court for the first time in the NBA. So it was definitely a special moment, and it looked like a big moment for Victor. Every time he touched the ball, the crowd goes crazy. Does that put something in his head? Maybe I should try something that's not necessarily my game. I don't know. He definitely struggled tonight. I think you see that the defense is going to come for him pretty easily. Five blocks on the night. There were multiple times the Hornets were going at him. Obviously, he got dunked on. Kai Jones, biggest highlight of his career.
Yep.
Print it tonight. Get it shipped overnight. Hang it in your hotel room. Take it with you back home, the poster. But still, five blocks for Wemby. He was comfortable switching on to Brandon Miller, guarding a wing. Kind of got crossed over, kind of got tripped up, kind of got hit in the throat all at the same time. But you could tell that the defense is going to be there for Wemby. Offensively, he looked pretty raw tonight. The guy is somewhere between 7'3" and 7'5", and you could tell that NBA players were like, that's a really high dribble. I'll take it. He was forcing it a whole bunch, driving into traffic. Arms were getting in his way, and he just didn't look comfortable on the offensive end of the court. But, you know, it's also the first game he's played against NBA competition, and it looked like it.
Should have taken Scoot.
No.
No, I'm totally kidding. Selfishly, yeah, it was just great being here. Period. Just seeing him coming out of the tunnel where he had to duck through, and then even in warm-ups, shot wasn't falling. Mm-hmm. It wasn't going down. I mean, when you look at it, He took way too many threes. He wasn't a great three-point shooter, even though he has that ability. In France, basically half his shots were threes, and that's just too many. They didn't post him up at all, which was really strange. And when they did, there was some doubling. The Hornets were absolutely geared up to take every ball away from
him. Sure.
They just didn't want to be embarrassed. And you could see that. I mean, Devin Booker said in his summer runs, why are you doubling? Hey, it's summer league. Why are we doubling Victor Wembanyama? But he was forcing it, but at times he could have shot more, I thought. His passing, incredible.
A couple of nice plays.
Yeah, really, really nice drop-offs. Five, being able to go past people, and beautiful dishes. It reminded me of Jokic a little bit. Jokic is able to see everywhere on the floor, but Jokic is able to do an inverted 5-1 pick and roll. You're going to be able to see that with Wemby. And yeah, like his first three shots, drive missed, pull up missed, then sort of a dunk over a smaller player kind of rattled in and out until he found his groove where they chucked it about 80 feet, and he was a wide receiver. And so there's going to be lots that they could do. I'm surprised they didn't post him up more. But yeah, the shot was... It was bad at times.
There's some air balls. He bricked a couple threes. Yeah, yeah, badly missing them. Obviously got one to fall. Was the Britney Spears incident in his head, Trey Kirby? Did that have him rattled from earlier in the week? I ask jokingly.
I doubt he was thinking about Britney Spears while he was out there on the court. But Britney Spears fans were tracking Wemby's every move because they are all over him. On Twitter right now, obviously, the footage has now leaked, and Britney Spears stands are like the LeBron of stands. They've been doing it for such a long time. They've been on top of stan culture since the internet came out, pretty much. Leave Britney Alone is one of the first viral videos out there. So they've been chomping at the bit to be this relevant once again, and they're crushing it right now. So
were they in the building with the Hit Me Baby One More Time chant that happened during the game?
I wonder what the crossover is of people who are going to Britney's residency and coming to the Summer League specifically to heckle Wembanyama. Yeah, it can't be 0%.
It's not 0%. We're going to have a video coming out asking people in the arena whether or not they would have... whether they'd take a photo with Britney or Victor Wembanyama. I'd say it was like 70-30 Victor, which I was like...
Well, you're at Summer League, I guess. Yeah, it's going to skew towards that.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it'd be higher.
Fair. So,
but it is Britney.
Any other thoughts on his first game here and maybe what we could expect if he does play? And he should, I think, in game two here later this weekend. He played 27 minutes, like I said, which he came in with like 4 minutes to go in the game and surprised all of us. We're like, oh, wow. He's coming back in here for one more stint. But what do you think moving forward here?
I thought it was cool that he played a lot. That was definitely exciting that he kept checking back in, because every time he came out, it felt like, yeah, that might be the last time we see him at Summer League. But I hope in game two for the Spurs, the lack of a playmaker kind of showed. They didn't get Victor any easy shots, so I hope he just gets the ball closer to the hoop and gets to touch the ball in the paint, and you know he'll probably be able to score a little bit more efficiently if that's the case.
Yeah, the Hornets took away the rolls, that's for sure. They're crowding him, but yeah, we can have some more post-ups for sure. Teams are going to try and rough him up. The Hornets,
definitely.
The Hornets were geared up to do that, and yeah, one of the turnovers was really just a foul when he was going at Brandon Miller, which was really cool that they were matched up on both ends, and Brandon Miller really wanted to do it, and he knocked him down once, picked him up once. There's a lot of sportsmanship out there.
It's nice to see.
So many daps. Victor Wembanyama dapped up every Hornet before the game. He heard the announcer say, all the Spurs fans, are you ready? And Victor Wembanyama was cheering, was clapping to everybody. So, yeah, that part was cool. I think, you know, sort of, he reminds me of Jokic. He's going to get everybody involved. Everybody's going to want to play with him because he's going to create garner so much attention on him. So there's lots to be done. But yeah, I guess the whole get stronger thing also applies here. I mean, that shows.
Anyone, what was your favorite dunk in this game? Was it Kai Jones?
Were they all dunks?
It felt like the Hornets lost this game, so the Spurs got the win. Wembanyama got the win in his first pro game here in Summer League. But it felt like every basket was a huge dunk from the Hornets. And I think it was true because they didn't shoot all that well anywhere besides dunking. But, yeah, did you have a favorite from the mix in this game or even today that we've seen?
Well, I mean, the Kai Jones is the only one we'll be talking about past tonight. It will go down in history. Remember the first guy to ever dunk on Victor Wembanyama? It was Kai Jones. That'll be a trivia question someday. But I thought Brandon Miller's dunk was nice. Yeah. I thought he actually looked okay tonight. 16 points for him, 11 rebounds, hit three threes. It seemed like he was taking a little bit personal going against Victor Wembanyama. And yeah, the dunk he had was pretty impressive. I thought good flashes from Brandon Miller, probably the best summer league game he's had so far since they played earlier as well.
Any other standout rookie performances that you saw today? I mean, we've been here. It's just day one here for Vegas Summer League. So we've seen a couple of the games. There's even some games still going on here late on Friday night. But who jumped out to you, Tess?
It's got to be Scoot. He looked really
smooth. Scoot looked incredible.
He looked smooth, and he's ready for the bright lights within that first minute. Hits his first shot, which was, you know, sort of an isolation play, but that's kind of what you expect from Scoot. Hit his next couple shots. He's ready. And he's wearing double zero out there. So Blazers fans probably holding their breath, I guess, before tonight. But then you see double zero, who will likely replace number zero in that lineup. And you've got to be pretty excited that the pressure is not going to be an issue with that guy.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Besides him, who he did look... No, he did leave the game with an injury. They're going to do the MRI and precautionary. We think it's going to be fine. Amen Thompson also injured that game. That one maybe looked a little bit more severe. But who else, Trey? Either, again, a rookie standout performance or even a play we saw in today's games.
Amen was definitely limping around the bowels of the arena after their game. But, man, if I'm a Houston Rockets fan, I would be fired up after tonight. 16-5-4 for Thompson. Cam Whitmore, basically they got a second lottery pick at number 20. He had 14-11. Jabari Smith Jr. caught fire. 33 points for him. Went to the line 17 times, yeah. I think. That's a veteranship. The old man of 20 years old putting his head down, getting to the line, hit the crazy three to win the game there. And then Tari Eason had 20 points and 10 boards. All of their lottery guys from the past couple of drafts played well. And that's got to be encouraging if you're a Rockets fan to see him tune in and be like, oh, these guys really played.
Yeah.
They were all good.
And we got like the ultimate appetizer with the ending of that Blazers Rockets game with Jabari Smith Jr. hitting
ridiculous.
This crazy three at the buzzer to win it for Houston. And it was the appetizer too, obviously, the main meal here with Wembanyama.
Jabari Smith hits game winners. He hit one in March as well against the Pels, that wild one where, if you remember, he got it like at center court. They didn't know where to pass it to. Oh, he just took it and just dribbled into a three. He's a guy that, you know, sort of flew under the radar last year as the number three pick, but he could be awesome for this team. Those are the guys that could take this team to another level. I know they've got Fred VanVleet, obviously, and Dylan Brooks, but the future obviously looks ridiculously bright. So, for him, he's a perfect big for this league. He looks like he can stroke it.
We also did see Bulls Raptors in the Cox Pavilion.
Live.
Yes, we saw Grady Dick in the Cox Pavilion. And Trey, you caught a ball. I don't know if you got a rebound or an assist in the actual official box score.
Oh,
but
do we got the footage?
Do you have any thoughts from Raps Bulls, which is obviously the No Dunks Bowl?
Not a lot of thoughts. I thought I couldn't let Jerome get his hands on that rebound. Not
yeah,
in the Bulls
you guys
Raptors
were fighting for the ball. It was
that
great.
Was that was Rodman-esque. I think I went at least three tips getting it higher and higher, knowing my arms are going to eventually outreach him. But I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Skeets. Both teams shot under 40% for this game, and it 100% felt like it. Mm-hmm. I know Grady Dick didn't have a great game. Dalen Terry for the Bulls, 4 for 14. At least he was doing some stuff in the second half. But that felt like summer league. Felt like summer league watching that one for sure.
Sure did, man. Any thoughts on either the Raps or Bulls?
Well, yeah, I was watching Grady Dick to see if he would be burned on defense and to see where the three-point shot if it would fall. And I think he was in the right spots on defense. I mean, he was getting beat at times, but I think he's got the awareness out there. Mm-hmm. He just knows where to be. Good sign number one. Good sign number two, he just knows when to drop it off and when to shoot it. But he wasn't getting a lot of separation. I guess that's not his game. But at the same time, I think when he's playing with the guys he'll be playing with, he'll have space to shoot the rock. And that came later. It wasn't a good day, but we saw what happened with Victor Wembanyama. They're allowed to be nervous. And I think in game two for him and for Victor Wembanyama, it's going to be a totally different game.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep. You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Well, those are our summer league thoughts, unless you guys have anything else. Let's get into some other NBA news, and let's do it with the up-down report.
Prepare your tubies. It's the up-down report.
Yeah, thumbs up or thumbs down. First one, Damian Lillard's agent, Aaron Goodwin, believes a deal that would send the seven-time All-Star to Miami could be completed if the two sides actually sat down to negotiate. The situation has reached a standoff here since Dame requested a trade on Saturday. He named the Heat as his desired landing spot, but we have the Blazers hoping to acquire the best deal possible, possibly from another team. This is where we're at with this. The question is very simple. Are you up or down on this Damian Lillard trade request? Drama, if it is drama in your opinion.
I would call it drama, and yeah. I'm down on the drama. People expect it to be done in a couple days. I guess because we saw what happened with Bradley Beal, and it happened like that. Well, that's because there was only one team that Bradley Beal wanted to go to because he had a no-trade request, or no-trade clause. And in this instance, Dame doesn't have that, but it sure feels like everybody is expecting it to be that way. That's not how Joe Cronin should handle this. That whole idea that he's just got to send him to Miami, get the best package from Miami and send him there because other players are watching and other players will operate in a different way if they see a legend not traded or not treated properly. I mean, I don't buy that at all. Portland's not attracting free agent after free agent after free agent anyway. I don't think that's the situation at all. Joe Cronin will probably trade him to Miami in the end. But he's going to get a third team involved. He might get a fourth team involved. Harden might be involved. It is going to work best for them if they do that, if they can get a few more parts from other teams. And so they shouldn't just trade for Tyler Hero and picks. They should get Hero and move him on for another piece. And so that's what's going to happen, I imagine.
I just got freaked out by the monitor here. I thought that was my actual arm doing the thumbs down on the up-down report. I was like, what's going on?
Did I break my arm?
But I am still down. I'm like Tess. Call me Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Mellis. We don't want no more drama. Or we want no more drama. What I want is no drama from Damian Lillard, because this is a bummer. This is exactly why we had such a long standoff, because it's in the Blazers' best interest to get the best package. Damian Lillard thinks it's his best interest to go to Miami. So he didn't want to make a trade request because once the Blazers start doing what they need to do, it's not going to jive completely with what Damian Lillard wants to do. And that's how it's playing out. It's playing out very similarly to Kevin Durant's trade request from the Nets during the summer last year. His came right at free agency start as well. And it put a huge halt to free agency while everything had to get figured out with that. He played the first half of the season before he made another trade request and it finally came true. So yeah, I think we're just going to be tied in for a long time here, waiting to see what happens with Dame, because it seems pretty clear they're not completely interested in the Miami Heat's offer, but maybe other teams aren't going to beat it because they don't think Dame is actually going to want to come to their team.
Right, that's it. I mean, there was reports surfacing, sort of a couple days ago that maybe Goodwin, Damian Lillard's agent, was telling other teams, don't trade for him. He's not going to be happy. I wouldn't do that for you. Like, he wants to go to where he wants to go. Do you think that's in poor taste? Do you have no issues with it at all? Sort of a player under contract, keep in mind, for a long time here, for a lot of money, still trying to almost play the no-trade clause in a way that he doesn't have by just saying, no, I'm going to go to that place that I want to go. And if you send me somewhere else, even though you got more picks or better players, I'm going to tell them in advance I'm not going to be happy. And I'm going to, whatever, play poorly or whatever, sulk, I don't know. You don't want that. How do you feel about that?
I don't know what the hell is going on in the background, because he tweeted, I'm amazed. Somebody asked, why? I don't know why he didn't just answer in the first, but anyways, right. He was going to get the question. Somebody asked why. It was a radio station, actually. They asked why. Good question. The answer was, at how much people could know so much and so little at the same time. So I,
deep.
Like maybe he could play somewhere else. It doesn't feel that way, but I, yeah, if the package was good enough, then they would make it happen.
Well, that's the interesting part of this too.
But it's
is
not. It's
some
not.
Some people say it's not. You're saying the hypothetical Miami Heat package led by Tyler Hero and let's say three picks and maybe Jovic. Like, okay, that's basically the best they can really do. You think it's bad.
Well, then
you think it's not good. Some people think it's not as bad as maybe some people are making it out to be.
They've got Anthony Simons.
Correct.
And 00 Scoot on that roster. Ideally, you want a big to pair with Scoot Henderson. So they're trying to turn Tyler Hero into something else, mm-hmm. into a third team, get a third team involved. That's what it is. I think we're just, it's not that package is horrible. It's a better package than what the Heat were offering for Bradley Beal. It's improved. So I think they're just trying to get what they want out of this. They got time. Joe's got nothing but time. he's just hanging and he's here at Summer League. I don't know that actually, but I'm assuming he's making calls. He's in conversations to get something other than that. I mean, to turn it into something.
You think he's tapping his wrist?
Cronin time. Cronin time, baby. We will see. We will just wait. And yeah, maybe it is just a third team.
What's the watch brand? It sounds like Cronin. Is it? Or am I, isn't there one that sounds like Cronin?
I vaguely know what you're talking about. It does sound like it, but I'm not. Chrono?
Kronos?
Kronos.
Oh, give the Greek word.
The Greek word for time.
There
nice.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, next
we
one.
We got there.
Earlier this week, the Mavericks and restricted free agent Grant Williams finalized a four-year, $53 million contract as part of a three-team sign-and-trade agreement with the Celtics and the Spurs. San Antonio will receive forward Reggie Bullock and an unprotected first-round pick swap in 2030 from Dallas, while both the Celtics and the Mavericks will receive two second-round picks. Tass, let's start with you here. Up or down on the Mavericks adding Grant Williams here in a sign-and-trade and just what the Mavericks have done in general this offseason? Up or down?
Big thumbs up. Big Grant is coming in to shoot some threes around Kyrie and Luka. He's going to be their starting four. You got to assume. He's a 40% shooter the last couple of years. And you mentioned and you ask about what they've done overall. If they didn't get Grant Williams at the four, they'd basically be going into next year with the same front court. Now, they obviously drafted Derek Lively, and they got O-Max,
yep.
Olivier, Maxence Prosper. But would those guys be playing a lot? I mean, they had to improve their front court a little bit because even with Grant Williams, are they better than so many teams in the Western Conference? I mean, the Nuggets, Suns, Lakers, Kings, Warriors, Grizzlies.
Maybe one or two of those teams, but there's a lot. Yeah.
And maybe, and I think what Grant Williams will bring is, you know, that steady workmanlike attitude, the defense really to show Derek Lively specifically the professionalism, how to play as a big, because they do have others, you know, Dwight Powell, Maxi Kleber, but I think he is just a guy who's going to come in and help. And I mentioned Derek Lively because. But that's their front court rotation to go with Kyrie and Luka, essentially. If Derek Lively is good, if he can improve, if his ceiling is met, you know, sometime in the next couple of years, then they become a team that can battle all those other good teams. But I think he's sort of the barometer. Derek Lively is sort of the barometer for them to get really good, because otherwise it's a lot of the same as last year.
But overall, you like it and think it's a smart addition.
Yeah, it may not happen. Yeah, Grant Williams is definitely a smart addition. He wasn't utilized enough last year.
I 100% agree. The Mavericks have much improved compared to last season, I do believe. I'm with you. I don't think Lively and Prosper are going to have a huge impact this season. Like a 19, 20-year-old center. That's just not a guy who's locked down in the NBA, and he's going to be put into positions that he's not used to. So getting a legitimate playoff guy in Grant Williams, that's huge for the Mavericks. Like you're saying, he's going to start. He's going to play in the playoffs. He's going to be one of their main bigs, I do believe, as well. He can shoot. He can switch. I thought the Celtics should have used him more as well. I love the Seth Curry ad for the Mavericks. They just have a lot more guys that make sense. And considering they didn't have a whole bunch of assets to play with, tanking into the number 10 pick worked out perfectly for these guys. And they're able to somehow get picks in this as well.
Yeah.
They still could move off of Tim Hardaway Jr. There are still moves for the Mavs to make. So I think they've done a pretty good job actually filling out the roster around Luka and Kyrie.
Next one here, guys. The Atlanta Hawks and DeJounte Murray are finalizing a four-year, $120 million extension per multiple reports. Murray was set to become an unrestricted free agent next offseason, but will instead secure the long-term contract here to remain in Atlanta through the 27-28 campaign. And according to our guy Shams, that does include a player option for the final season. So some people were a little surprised by this, Trey, that they came to this extension here. Up or down on DeJounte Murray getting 4 years, $120 million in that extension with the Hawks?
I'm up on it. The Hawks traded a lot to get DeJounte Murray, so the thought of him leaving, I'm sure, is unpalatable for the front office. $30 million a year average annual value for a guy who's already been an all-star and is a quality starting player, that's more than fine. And we've already heard rumors, right, about Trae Young's future in Atlanta. He's a guy that people love to put into trade rumors. I don't really think he's going anywhere at this point, but who knows what happens over the course of the next 4 years. If Trae decides he wants to move on, if the Hawks decide they want to move on from him, you've got a starting point guard in DeJounte Murray. So I think the way they cleared the books with the Collins trade, this is pretty smooth.
Yeah, they had to. They got worse this offseason because they got rid of John Collins. And they got to hope that some of their younger guys, like Onyeka and Kongwu, in the front court, get better. But they needed to do this to keep him and Trae together and see how good they can be. This is a really big year for them and Quinn Snyder and trying to get them together on the same page. But they could still have moves to be made here. Are Capella and DeAndre Hunter going to be on this team for years and years and years? I don't know. DeJounte Murray, a 30 per year for 4 years after this coming year that he was signed for. He could have been a free agent 12 months from now and went and got a bigger contract. And so a 30 per, it's not crazy at all. The probably value throughout this contract because he is still young and still in his prime. But I'm looking forward to the Trae Renaissance. Trae Young has to be a different player next year to bring these guys together. And will Quinn bring them together? Because we're talking about all these all-star appearances, all this talent. They're just a mediocre team, and they should be better than that.
Yeah, for those that don't remember, the Hawks did acquire DeJounte Murray from the Spurs in June 2022.
Not a long time
ago. Not that long ago. Gallinari, and then three first-round picks to get Murray to Atlanta. So maybe not shocking that they want to lock him up here for the future.
Right.
Do you think he had a good year there with the Hawks? Definitely went under the radar because they were disappointed as a team, but he averaged 25-6 and 74 starts, obviously plays a decent chunk. But it was sort of a forgotten year, maybe for the entire Hawks teams.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think he put up numbers. The chemistry wasn't necessarily there between him and Trae Young, which is certainly what the Hawks are going to be looking forward to going forward here. But a good year, I think a good year, but that's not what the Hawks were looking for. Yeah. They were thinking bringing in another ball handler, that will make Trae Young better. And I don't necessarily know that it changed his game all that much. And Murray's game wasn't necessarily enhanced playing alongside Trae Young. It just seems like he was trying to get in where he could fit in. Whereas now, with Quinn Snyder in charge, maybe there's a little bit more creativity on the offensive end, and he finds out ways to have two ball handlers make it work.
Yeah, I think there was enough good signs in the regular season and postseason when DeJounte Murray was really, really good, probably the best player at times, to believe for the front office and for Quinn Snyder that we can make this work, and that's why they make the signing. Plus, they just gave away John Collins for nothing. So they are relying on this backcourt a ton.
Final one here. I said it off the top. Besides Wemby and I guess Britney Spears, the talk of Vegas has been this brand new sphere, the MSG Sphere. It lit up Las Vegas for the first time on July 4th, giving the world a glimpse here of what's being billed as the world's largest spherical structure. And one form, you saw it at the beginning there, that it took on was a giant basketball, the biggest Tass Mellis has ever seen to celebrate NBA Summer League. So it's pretty trippy. We're showing you here on YouTube this one.
That
really,
one's crazy.
That's going to bring the UFOs for sure. Are you up or down on the sphere, Trey Kirby?
I am two thumbs up on this thing.
You love this thing.
Yeah. I haven't even seen it turned on in person. When I landed, it was just a black ball sitting there. And even then I was excited. Ooh, that's it. That's the sphere. lit up. It looks incredible. I can't wait to be inside of this thing.
And we have learned that it's LED inside, too, for shows eventually.
They got a wraparound screen inside as well. Will we ever see a bigger basketball in our lives? Mark me down for yes.
Oh, wow.
Mark me down for yes, but at this point we haven't yet, so I got to be double thumbs up here.
It's almost like seeing Victor Wembanyama just standing there. Just he looks tall, but you need to put him beside something to really understand. Like, did you see how big that thing is? I almost can't wrap my head around.
I'm with you, Tass. That's why I'm down. It almost trips me out. It's something creepy about it. Every photo see of it looks like fake and Photoshop, and you're like, what? And how? And the wrapping your head around the size of
maybe
it.
Maybe you got to get in it. Because what do we say? It's a 17,000 seat stadium in there. The stadium's not the right word.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever you call it.
Yeah, 17. They're going to play
stadium.
Concert.
Yep.
What, you two?
You two thumbs up. I just can't imagine. Are the seats like upside down? Where are the seats in that thing? Like, where are 17,000 seats? It's just that big.
That's how big it is.
That's I gotta get
it. I can't remember. Did you guys watch Westworld? Like, did you continue with Westworld?
Well, not all the way.
It reminds me, and I don't think this is a spoiler by any means, but it reminds me of like the quantum AI supercomputer in Westworld, which I believe is like tracking us as humans. So I think I'm like relating it to that, and that's why I'm like, I don't trust this thing. I almost don't want to look it in the eye or look it in the sphere. Oh, they did it. They did a giant eyeball at one point there.
That's cool.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Make it weird. I mean, we got 365 days a year. Sometimes 366 if we're feeling frisky.
All right, well, let's hear from everybody out there. I'm sure you've seen it by now. We just showed you here on YouTube. All you podcast listeners, search for the sphere here in Las Vegas. Tell us if you're thumbs up or thumbs down. And I guess whether or not you're thumbs up or thumbs down on YouTube.
I would actually be thumbs down.
So would I.
I'm not looking forward to seeing YouTube specifically at the sphere, but I would see Britney at the sphere in a second.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
If only I could be so lucky.
I gotta get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute, but man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch! We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NoDunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/NoDunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Wouldn't you love to travel without the actual, you know, traveling part? For example, I want to go to Lisbon, let's say. I just snap my fingers, I'm there. No driving to the airport, no flight delays, no fools at security who still don't know that, yes, you need to take your laptop out of your bag and place it in the tray. Oh my God, how long have we been doing this? Travel without traveling. I want it both ways, but that's not possible. It is with Mack Weldon, though. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort. But this is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. From their light-as-air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees and versatile yet comfortable pants, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style. I've got it all. I got the Air Knit underwear. I got the Ace Collection sweatpants. I've got the Silver Peak Polo. Everything fits perfectly. All I get is compliments. Mack Weldon has figured this stuff out. Because performance fabric usually means clothes that look or feel sort of techy or shiny. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of a busy life. They look like regular clothes, which is good. I want regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. They're the go-to choice for guys who want to look great without even trying. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with the promo code NODUNKS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code NODUNKS.
Let's get to Tweet of the Night.
Tweet of the Night. Wow.
Twitter.
Okay, Tweet of the Night. I got two for you. I'm cheating a little bit. It didn't happen tonight or even last night. It happened a couple days ago, but it was too good not to share with the world here. First tweet was from at Legion Hoops. Would you rather be given $1 million up front or a chance at $20 million if you score more than 15 points in an NBA game? Bracket 48 minutes played. Thank you for clarifying that it's not Summer League 10-minute quarters or the FIBA game. But the second tweet off of that, and I will get your answers on that, by the way, but Mikal Bridges, very funny retweet with the tweet itself saying, y'all better not even think about that 20. So, Trey Kirby, $1 million up front or a chance at $20 million if you can score 15 points? I think that's way too high, but you tell me.
$1 million. 15 points is too many.
Come on.
Playing a 48-minute NBA game is probably too many.
Yeah.
But if you told me the number was 5 points, I might risk it for the biscuit.
Okay. Okay.
You can see tell the tide has turned here. People realize you could score in an NBA game because you would just not play defense and the team would have to chuck it down to you. You could get one basket that way.
Okay.
Could you get another one and then maybe accidentally get fouled? Make one of two free throws to get to 5
sure.
points? No. You couldn't, but it feels possible.
Sure.
15 points, completely impossible.
So you're taking the million.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Money Mellis?
Oh, I'm in Vegas. I can use all the money I can get. I'm taking that mill. Mikal Bridges is totally right. Anyone who says they can get 15 is a total liar, unless they already play in the NBA.
Yeah.
And then how many players in the NBA don't even average 15?
That's a great
a
call.
Lot.
Right, right.
So many. So Mikal is totally right.
What about
and
five, what about 5 points,
and,
Tess, like Trey said?
No.
You're taking
I mean, I, like,
3 points.
Mikal Bridges is focused on shutting you down. He's not, like, I could hit an open shot.
The thing. If an NBA player knew you were out there and they knew that guy's making $20 million if he scores 15 points, they'd be like, that guy's not scoring 15 points.
Well, next level thinking, you talk to Mikal Bridges before the game. You say, hey, man, if I get to 15 points, you know, I'm at $20 million coming my way. I kick over 10 to you. You know, everybody's happy.
Build a little money.
Play against the team with all young guys.
Yeah.
I think play against the Rockets. Not anymore.
Somebody at Summer League. Yeah. 10 mil?
Why not?
Wow, that should have been the question. Could you score 15 in a summer league game?
Oh, There's not a lot of defense.
Not a lot of defense, but still a lot of NBA guys out
there,
you know?
The answer is probably no, but you tell us. Fun tweet of the night, and Mikal Bridges coming over the top with that funny retweet. All right, that's it for us, guys. If you're joining us live, though, if you're here in Vegas for summer league or for Britney Spears or you're waiting for you two to appear at the Sphere, come hang with us tomorrow. It's the NBA Summer League meet and greet along with our guys at the Athletic NBA Show Saturday, July 8th at 4 p.m. local time here at the BetMGM Sportsbook at the MGM Grand. Looking forward to that. Should be a blast. So, 4 p.m. local time at the BetMGM Sportsbook at the MGM Grand. Any final thoughts, gentlemen, on your 7th Summer League? Make you feel old.
I'm 7 years old. I feel young.
It's that dry heat keeps you young out here.
I thought we've done more. 7 doesn't sound like a lot.
Well, there was a couple years
hiatus.
We weren't here. Yeah.
3-year hiatus.
So many more All-Star
Seven
games.
Out of
well,
10
let's
years.
Remember we used to come here and stay for 2 whole weeks.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Oh, those were,
yes, indeed,
those were some
we
dark times. Yeah. Start to go a little crazy around day 5, 6.
Yeah, when you get through 5 days and you're like, we got 10 more days.
Oh, yeah, that's
tough times.
It starts to make my skin crawl just thinking about how long we were here. But not this time. Come hang with us tomorrow. Thanks for joining us tonight. Hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe. Tell us in the comments your thoughts on Wembanyama's debut. And all you podcast listeners, leave your boys a 5-star rating and review. We'll see you back in Atlanta probably on Monday because we're heading home on Sunday. So we'll see you then. Clipper Bros? No, Clipper Bros. Get out of here, Clipper Bros. Turn up.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, this show took place in a sphere. We're in a sphere right now.
Bracelet night, people.